This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Feud in Christchurch and St. Michael gangs blamed for an outbreak of deadly gun violence. The police intercept two cars, arrest four men, and urge a fifth key suspect to surrender. Commissioner Boyce promises to bring gun violence to a screeching halt. The BUT concerned about the late start of the school's summer maintenance program, and former President Donald Trump is safe following another apparent assassination attempt at his Florida golf course. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The police blame a recent outbreak of gun violence, including a mass shooting, on gang warfare and reprisals, but have made several quick arrests and charged a number of people. Speaking at the last of three police briefings yesterday, head of the Major Crime Unit, Inspector Mitchell Roach, disclosed that feuding gangs from Sergeant's Village, Wotton, Silver Hill, and Gall Hill have been carrying out gun attacks on their perceived rivals and enemies.
Recently, we've been experiencing a spate of violent crimes, ideally in the Southern Division, most recently in the Northern Division, and also night before in the city, the area of Nelson Street. As relates to these investigations, we intend to carry out vigorous investigations and policing efforts in the areas, namely such as Silver Hill, Christchurch, Silver Sands, Christchurch, Gold Hill, Christchurch, Sargent Village, Black Rock, and its environs. These efforts extend also to the Northern Division areas, such as the Carlton, Weston, Garden, and Mount Stanford, St. James areas.
The police have also identified a key suspect who was the alleged target of the Nelson Street shooting, but who escaped unharmed. Jacoby Germain is now being asked to turn himself in.
During the course of these investigations, a person of interest was developed as it relates to some of these violent crimes in the name of Jacoby Talik Germain, alias Barnaman. He's 26 years of the Wellington Street, St. Michael area, and also of 8th Avenue, New Orleans, St. Michael. We're urging Mr. Germain that he's needed by the Criminal Investigation Department to assist some of these investigations into incidents of violent crime that we are experiencing. And we're urging him, if he intends to do so, he can be accompanied by an attorney or law, a friend of his choice. I'm not even just mentioning to a specific police station, but any police station.
Meantime, the head of CID North, Inspector Sandra Dottin, disclosed that Sunday morning's murder of a 27-year-old at Western was another of the reprisal killings that's said to be retribution for a murder last October close to the Thunder Bay in St. James.
These are incidents connected to St. James. And this is where it seems to be a reprisal for a murder which occurred in St. James last year, October. And our investigations suggest that these are all reprisal shootings coming from that incident. This area is adjacent. This murder was at Thunder Bay.
Head of the Criminal Investigation Department North, Inspector Sandra Dottin. Inspector Roach also provided details of the dramatic interception of two cars and capture of four shooting suspects in connection with the two shootings that occurred in St. James yesterday, one being fatal.
Personnel of the Criminal Investigation Department and the Major Crimes Unit engaged a silver gray Toyota Axio in the area of Redmond Village. This led to a pursuit into the Redmond Village residential area, during which two occupants fled from that vehicle. The driver continued where he struck and damaged a parked vehicle, and the vehicle came to rest after crashing into a wall. That driver was placed under arrest, and it is necessary to mention that the driver of that vehicle was a subject of a wanted bulletin in relation to serious investigations which are being conducted. Later, further information received led to the interception of another vehicle, Silver Gray Suzuki Swift, in the area of Redmond Village. This led to the arrest of three occupants.
Head of the Major Crimes Unit, Inspector Mitchell Roach. Meanwhile, Police Commissioner Richard Boyce promises to bring the recent spate of gun violence to what he calls a screeching halt.
We will employ every legal available means to ensure that the criminal element do not hold the people of this country to ransom. We will continue to dominate some districts. That is, our presence will be felt in those districts which have become seabeds for criminal activity. Let me appeal to members of the public that when my officers and officers from BDF, please do not get in our way to have probably recordings or pictures taken. Do not make our job more difficult. So if you're coming, see what is happening, come to assist us, not to prevent us from doing what we intend to do. There will be a zero tolerance approach to persons who interrupt us in executing our duties. That is how we will deal with the situation. Our officers will be on duty 24/7.
Police Commissioner Richard Boyce. General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Herbert Gittins, raised concern about the late start to the ministry's school's summer maintenance program. Mr. Gittins told Starcom Network News that while the new school term begins today, classes for some students will be affected due to the delay of the program.
Our concern this year is that that program started late, maybe mid-August or after, and given that teachers were due back on the 9th and children on the 16th, we are not totally sure that all that work has been completed. We know work is ongoing at a number of schools. Since school is starting on Monday the 16th, we would not want to call out any work to say that it can't complete because we are not 100% sure what resources the ministry will put in place to have these schools ready. So we monitor that situation. When the children and the teachers report on Monday and their challenges, then our stewards will report to us and we will act accordingly.
General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Herbert Gittins. Meanwhile, there'll be no classes today at the Christchurch Foundation School due to ongoing renovations. The school's chairperson, Daisy King, says renovation was approved for the summer period. However, the extent of the repairs was more than anticipated when the renovation started. She said that the decision was taken to delay the start of in-person classes for a week to safeguard students and staff.
The recommendation of the contractor was that they be allowed an additional week to complete the repairs to standard. After meeting with ministry officials, the teachers' unions, members of the board of management, and the contractor, it was unanimously agreed that it would be best to delay the opening of the school by a week to complete and conduct industrial cleaning, rather than risk the health and safety of the school's occupants. Plans have been put in place for online teaching to begin on Tuesday, September 17th.
Chairperson of the Christ Church Foundation School, Daisy King. And a tanker truck exploded over the weekend in southwestern Haiti, killing at least 24 people and injuring over 60. Interim Prime Minister Gary Connell convened an emergency meeting following the tragedy. He said he was sorry about the explosion of the gasoline tanker and assured the families of the victims of his support. In 2021, 75 people were killed in Haiti's largest city, Cap-Haïtien, when another fuel tanker overturned and unleashed a fireball that swept through several homes and businesses that were built closely to each other. And finally, Donald Trump says he is safe and well after what the FBI says appears to be another attempted assassination on the former president at his Florida golf course yesterday. A Secret Service agent spotted an AK-47 style weapon poking out of the bushes on the golf course about a hole ahead of where Trump was playing and engaged the suspect. A witness then saw a man flee in a black Nissan, which was later pulled over by a sheriff, and the potential suspect was arrested. In an email to his supporters, Trump said he was, quote, safe and well. He wrote, nothing will slow him down and he will never surrender. The incident comes almost exactly 2 months after a gunman attempted to assassinate Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, striking his ear. Recapping the headline. Feud in Christchurch and St. Michael gangs blamed for an outbreak of deadly gun violence. The police intercepted two cars, arrested four men, and urge a fifth key suspect to surrender. Commissioner Boyce promises to bring gun violence to a screeching halt. The BUT concerned about the late start of the school's summer maintenance program, and former President Donald Trump is safe following another apparent assassination attempt at his Florida golf course. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.